Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein, and I'm delighted to be joined by James Cabe, Engineering Manager at Fortinet. Welcome, James.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
So why don't you go ahead and start with an introduction of Fortinet and what you do at the company?
Fortinet is a global security company. We concentrate on a couple of things, next-generation firewalls, and I am now the Global Alliances Manager for Fortinet. So I deal with our brand-new Fabric Ready partnership, which essentially is trying to partner with a bunch of other ISVs, quite a few of them on the Intel Network Builders platform, and create an effective solution set for the market. So in other words, we're trying to solve business problems as part of our security fabric, which is an advanced level of integration, kind of an if then type of situation where you create an automation security infrastructure that does a lot of the work for you so you can become data driven. And that's really the model we've seen being effective leading all the way up till 2020.
Can you talk a little bit about how the move to software-defined networks and network function virtualization changes the game for security in the network?
It's both a positive, sometimes, and a negative, depending on how it's handled. One of the things is you always don't know what you don't know. So deploying something new like that is definitely a new way of doing things, having a software-defined controller or software-defined networking to a lot of people. And I would go beyond that. Virtualization isn't really new yet, but there's different hypervisors and different ways of consumption that have always been popping up, like containers here as of late, public cloud consumption and things like that that really do change the game all the time. So your attack surface is always changing. So one of the things that doesn't work right now as it changes is the security layer does not always adapt very well along with your changing attack surface. And that attack surface changes both on the endpoint side and the infrastructure side nowadays, because you can dial up and dial down servers in milliseconds at this point. And to some degree, SDN itself is attackable because you're using either a centralized or load balanced controller where it kind of centralizes the processing of some of the traffic. But there's ways to mitigate that and protect those particular attack surfaces areas. But that's very boilerplate. It's the changing attack surface that people have been struggling with. And to that point, automation, to some degree, a little bit of machine learning added in is kind of an extra part of the recipe, and then becoming the data-driven, which basically means not just pulling back logs, but making sure that your vendors are actually seeking out this adaptive layer. So you've got this boilerplate security, then you have an adaptive layer that then goes and auto-creates signatures for you or pushes them in an automated fashion down to your security measures. And then you may have multiple security measures from multiple vendors. So they should be able to share some of this threat intelligence. They should be able to share some of the mitigating actions. And when you get to that level of automation, which is definitely a future for most people at this point, you then get to be where your IT people are no longer knob pushers and pullers. They're no longer Homer Simpson at the control panel. They become data scientists. And it transforms your environment, because the big problem with a lot of IT has been in the past, they are not data driven, where other portions of the organization have spent the money to become data driven. ERP, CRM, all that is data driven. The plumber's wife, whose pipes are always broken, is IT. So they create the stuff, but they don't really consume it that much, because one of the things that we don't do yet, and the reason why we need to become data-driven, is that there's no intent and no wisdom built into the way we do operations yet, because we can't marry what we're doing on the business side, which is now data-driven, with the IT side. So once you get both sides data-driven, then you can apply some wisdom and some intelligent thinking, human curation to your entire environment, both based on intent and business need.
So when you look at that challenge of merging those areas, what is Fortinet's strategy for delivering solutions that will do that? And how has the customer base responded to those so far?
You know, we've announced earlier this year this thing called the Fortinet Security Fabric. And we have Fabric Ready partners, which are essentially other ISVs or independent software vendors like the Carbon Blacks, like VeriSign, Cisco, HPE, that have these effective solutions in the security market. And we've created kind of, it's not a platform, because security needs to be built in and be integrated at a highly effective level. So we decided to go with the concept of a fabric where it interweaves into what you're already doing with your content delivery platforms, wherever they may be. And we're also tying together our other ISV partners at a very deep level. And we've got four different ways of doing this. We bought a next generation operations manager and SIEM Lite called ExcelOps last year. So we can actually aggregate everybody's data now in a big data platform and even push that to other SIEM partners. And then we also have an open API to all of our gear now. We created a DevOps kit to abstract that API, because the API is a new language for everybody. We don't want everybody having to learn everybody else's language. So we created an abstraction kit through developer operations. And then last but not least, we actually created a new type of telemetry interconnection that does a lot of the automation for us, called the Cooperative Security Fabric, where right now our own stuff have it built in. So I can plug in our mail appliance, I can plug in our web application firewall, I can plug in our next generation firewall, and I can even plug in our clients, and they all just automatically talk to each other and trade threat intelligence in an automated fashion, going back to the, it's got to be easy and easy to set up. But that's just the beginning. We're not always best of breed at everything that we do. So tying that together with some more best of breed pieces, tie this more effective solution to get to that level of automation that you really need to get to that next step.
So I know that you guys just recently joined Network Builders. Can you tell me a little bit about that and why you made that choice?
Well, we already worked heavily with Intel. And to that point, it's a key component of where we see the future going, because we already work with AWS and Azure and Google for their Google Compute platform, and even SoftLayer from IBM. And a lot of that's built on virtualization, and most virtualization is built on x86, which Intel owns. And they've done some great thought leadership in the area. They are what enabled a lot of this virtualization to happen by actually creating virtualization extensions inside their processors and coming up with brand new things that we haven't even thought of to allow some of the stuff to move faster and react quicker and allow there to be new things that we can do and manipulate on the bare metal to provide that virtualization. Because where it's really going is Apple had it right. It's sort of the appification for the consumption of data to create that human wisdom. And Intel has done a lot of the thought leadership to make it happen. We kind of want to be there at the forefront of what they're doing.
So when you look forward in 2017, I know that you've got a tremendous amount of customer base that are using your security appliances. You've got new solutions in the marketplace. What is the biggest thing coming from Fortinet in 2017, and how do you see this year really crafting the next step of evolution around virtualized networks?
Well, we already have the fastest next-generation firewalls in the world. Now, it's really about us building the story behind both the integration and the automation of those pieces that we built that are best in class for what they do, and marry them together very effectively, which is going to be our big push this year, as well as up to 2020. And we bought all the necessary pieces, or we built them from scratch. I see some really, really cool features coming up from that. But we want to just talk about products. We actually built something called a Forti Hypervisor, which uses an Intel processor. It's basically a white box KVM unit. But what it does is it does something that some of the other VCPE vendors haven't done yet. And we've actually included an ASIC in it for switching, for firewalling automatically, and doing content pattern matching, which is similar to a GPU that a lot of the other companies that Intel already works with for HPC and for even just graphics and video game enablement, that immersive enablement. So to be able to do some of the same types of processing at wire speed and everything, we've freed up the Intel processor to do some of the things it does best and actually make the pattern matching piece offloaded onto an ASIC. So you can free up the Intel processor to do more functions, like be able to support the phone system in real time and create a virtual phone system on everybody's these boxes, these FortiGate hypervisors, and then be able to also leverage a bunch of other key business pieces to enable a business and put it all into a single box. And that makes business more agile, makes people more agile, and it just kind of makes everything easier to do in business. And that's kind of what 2017 looks like for us, is just delivering business securely and easily.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program today. I just have one final question for you, James. If folks want to find out more about the Fortinet solutions that you've described on the program today, where should they go for more information?
Well, we have a fantastic website, Fortinet.com, and on there we actually have our security fabric partners under our technical alliances. And you can reach out to me at cabe@fortinet.com to find out more information, and I'll gladly direct them.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I hope that we can have you guys back on the program soon.
Thanks so much. Thank you for your time.